What's going on, guys? Welcome to November's episode of Game of the Month, the show where we pick a game at random every month, and at the end of the month, we talk about it. My name's Seth, and joining me today is Chevy. Chevy, we just did Plus Club, where we talked about Dragon Ball The Breakers, Mafia 2, and Alien Fire Team Elite. Hopefully, you guys have had a chance to check that out or are going to go check that out. We had a really good conversation. We talked about Dragon Ball The Breakers a lot. I think we talked about it for like 40 minutes. There's so much to talk about, so check that out. Since then, how are you doing? And are you ready to talk about Sid Meier's Pirates, which is our randomly picked game of the month for November and a community pick runner-up?
I'm doing pretty good. It will be interesting to talk about a game of this age.
From 2004.
Yeah. We don't typically play anything
that old?
This old, and at least, you know, talk about on the channel.
No widescreen support.
Yeah, no, a lot of things, but yeah.
Controls on a numpad. Yep. Anyway, we'll talk about it.
But yeah, I mean, otherwise, I'm looking forward to, you know, kind of discussing obviously something that's a little out of the ordinary for us, and then also seeing what we were going to play next month. So,
yeah, I'm really excited about that as well. We already know the games for PlayStation Plus for December, and it seems like a pretty chill month. It's Lego 2K Drive. I don't know what that is, but I assume it's some kind of racing game. And then Power Wash Simulator. That's one of them. And then do you remember the other one? It's another really chill game. I don't remember the other one.
I do know that, I don't know anything about the Lego game either, but, I own Power Wash Simulator on PC, so it'd be interesting to see how it plays on a controller.
And the third game, Sable. So,
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either, but that's our games for December. And so what I was going to say before I completely forgot what the fuck is even, you know, coming out in December is I'm really interested to see what we get for a randomly picked game of the month for December, how we're ending the year. Can't believe that a year is already ending. And see if it complements the real chill games we got for PlayStation Plus. But with that, we should probably figure out what we are playing in December before we talk about Sid Meier's Pirates. And I'm doing good. Kind of tired, but I'm excited to talk about a game that's very much outside of our wheelhouse typically. And really excited to find out what we're going to play. So with that, we have a wheel here for anybody who is listening or anybody who is new. This wheel is a bunch of back burner games that we have, and these are our randomly picked games of the month. It changes every month. We take things off that don't feel relevant anymore. We add things that are relevant or things that we have thought of. And as of right now, we've added a couple entries based off of some of your feedback and also some games that Chevy has picked up lately that I figure would be a good game to possibly play. And those games that are on our list are, we have 12 now, Armored Core 6, Temtem, World War Z, Baldur's Gate 3, No Man's Sky, Marvel's Spider-Man 2, which is a community pick runner-up. It's the last one, surprisingly. DayZ, Age of Empires 4, Remnant 2, which would be very easy to play because I'm still just playing it. Age of Wonders 4, and Party Animals. And then lastly, we added Street Fighter 6 because we wanted to get a fighting game on this list. So yeah, we'll spin this wheel. We'll find out what we're going to play in December alongside the PlayStation Plus games. Are you ready, Chevy?
Yep.
All right, let's spin the wheel in 3, 2, 1, and go. We're spinning the wheel. It is going, and it is starting to slow down, and it is creeping towards possibly the other community pick game.
Man, the odds. That's crazy.
Which is Marvel Spider-Man 2.
So did we knock all three of them out?
Yes.
3 months in a row?
Yeah. We haven't done this. We've done it for a while, but we've never knocked all three out in a row like that.
That's crazy.
That is really. I'm not even thinking about the game we're playing. I'm just thinking about how.
Well, the odds of that are like nothing almost.
The game that was picked for game of the month we played, and then the first runner up we picked and we're talking about in this episode, and now we're going to be playing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is a brand new game.
Yeah.
That possibly after we play it might make our game of the year list. It's a this year game.
It's
you might love it.
Well, I might like it.
Yeah. So yeah, what do you think about Spider-Man 2 being the game we're playing? That's a full $70 game.
I mean, that's the part I'm thinking about right now.
Yeah.
With it being the holiday season and all. But you know, that being said, I know it'll be a quality game. I love Insomniac. So
Josh really likes this game.
A lot of people really like this
game. Yeah. So. Well, and I appreciate all their opinions, but you know, me and Josh have pretty similar opinions on games. So if he says he likes a game, I typically take it pretty serious.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll enjoy it. My big reservation, as always, is sandbox games just are kind of like not that great for me. But, you know, there have been a few. So this may be one of those few.
Yeah. I'm oddly interested in that this is not a high priority, which is sad because it's going to be great. Insomniac does really good on everything that they do. The last Spider-Man game was great, but I have all these other games I had prioritized in terms of like this year games I got to get played so I can talk about it when we do our game of the year discussion.
Right.
And now this has made its way into a priority because I have to play it now. So it kind of has like got me from the side. Like I wasn't expecting this. So, but outside of that, I'm excited to finally dive into this. I've heard really good things. Josh has really talked it up. A lot of people have really talked it up. And so, I'll pick it up and start playing it. I'm sure it's going to be fun. So, it's really weird. My brain's still kind of melted from thinking that all the community pick games are just done now. Yeah. We won't be playing them next year. So
that's weird.
Yeah. It's
real. Congratulations to you guys too. Yeah. They were your game picks.
So. All of you guys' picks just got fucking done. So yeah, we'll be playing Spider-Man, Marvel Spider-Man 2 in December. What a way to end the year. But yeah, let's talk about the game that we did play in November, unless you have anything else to say.
Nope.
Which was Sid Meier's Pirates. If you didn't get a chance to play Sid Meier's Pirates back in 2004 up until 2023, it is apparently, I was looking up some info on this game when it came to its age, it's a remake of a game called Pirates, also made by Sid Meier back in 1989, I guess. I guess like an Atari looking game, makes sense from back then. And it is a remake of that. And so yeah, in Sid Meier's Pirates, you play as a pirate. You pick a nationality, you name your character, and then you are put out on the sea. From there, it's kind of a sandbox. You can go anywhere, stop at any port. Ports are kind of set up like you go to them, and there's a menu where you can talk to like who's ever the leadership of that place, whether it's a mayor, governor. You can go to the tavern, recruit new people to your ship, talk to barmaids, talk to a dude who will sell you information, talk to the bartender who typically has information specifically if you're looking for specific people. And yeah, you can buy equipment for your ships. You can upgrade, repair your ships at ports. And yeah, so a bunch of different things happen at those ports, depending on what your mission is. Then you go back out to the seas. You fight in ship combat, which can go, either going around in the water shooting at each other, or you can drive your ship into their ship and actually have a sword fight with their captain. You can take their loot. You can capture the ship or sink it or take it and sell it. And then, yeah, when you're at ports, they give you different things to do. A lot of this game is basically a ocean pirate simulator and a mini game, because what you do when you are doing missions that don't involve your ship is if you're after a dude, you go to a place, you start asking questions, people will tell you where he's at. If you have to capture somebody, you can get into a sword fight, which basically is you're using your numpad to duck, jump over their blade, parry, stab, slash. Once you defeat them, you can like decide if you want to take them in and get a bounty or take something from them, whether it's like a ruby or something like that, and let them go. So you have choices. And you can woo a lot of girls in this game. Every governor or mayor has a daughter who
every one of them
who just really digs you. You can take them to the dance and dance with them. It's its own mini game where you gotta use the numpad to you know, do dance moves to match their dance and see if they like you. Anything else I'm missing here? Basically, you just kind of make your own adventure. The game kind of chronicles your character's life because it goes through time and through the years. Yeah, you're trying to be the best pirate you can be in 2004. We both played it, and let's go with your impressions of Sid Meier's Pirates in 2023, November.
Okay, well, right off the bat, as we kind of alluded to earlier, the game is old, as far as games are concerned.
And not just old, like you play like an old console game, but that still kind of plays like a console game. This is an old PC game. And old PC games are the Wild West and kind of archaic. And this still feels kind of standard in some ways, but also some of the controls are not reminiscent of a lot of games. It definitely had its own thing going on.
Well, and then, you know, obviously I'm kind of used to... and not to speak for both of us too much, but we both have ultra wide monitors on our PCs. There was a time, you know, when the monitors were first coming out, it was common to see games not support it. Not so much anymore. So, and it's just kind of weird to play a game that uses like 50% of the monitor, basically.
Not even ultra wide, though. It just straight up doesn't have widescreen.
Yeah, it's 4:3.
Yeah, so. It's wild. I mean, you guys are seeing it right now. It doesn't even fill up the space that I use for the footage typically.
Yeah, and it's not a deal breaker for me. I actually play a lot of like indie games in window mode so I can multitask and do something else. But
yeah,
it was a little strange to see, and I did kind of look up to see if I could change it at all. But I didn't look very hard. I just kind of said, "Screw it, I'm gonna play it as is." Yep. That being said, the ideas and foundation of the game itself are things I actually really enjoy. We have played a game in the past called Windward. Jesus. Which is kind of a similar experience. Definitely heavily inspired by this, I think.
Yeah. I remember playing Windward. I'm like, oh, this game's neat. And like, I forgot what Sid Meier's Pirates was like back then. This was years ago. We played Windward.
Yeah.
And as soon as I started playing this, I was like, oh, this is what Windward is just straight up inspired by. This set the bar for almost any game I've ever played that's like this.
Yeah, and so and I enjoy that game too. So like that whole part I do like. Mm-hmm. It is a little hard to get past some of the way the game plays though, because it is very dated. And I don't mean this in a bad way. It feels its age is all. Specifically when you're doing mini games like the what's effectively paper rock scissors dueling and the very quickly Simon Says dancing, which if your action time is like mine, I was stumbling a lot, you know, when doing the dances because I would forget what the motions were and I'd hit the button too late or hit the wrong one. And
I stumbled on like my first dance, but then after that, if you just look at it, it highlights what you need to do and you don't need to click it exactly when it highlights it. But I just hovered my mouse because I don't have a numpad on my keyboard. So I had to use my mouse, and I'm glad it even has that option, but it was not ideal. But anyway, I would just see it light up and I'd hover. And as soon as she would move, I'd click it. And so at that point, I got it down. But at first, I was like, how the fuck am I supposed to preemptively have this ready?
I had no idea that the buttons lit up. I was too busy looking at the characters.
I wasn't looking at the characters after I learned that. I just stared at the thing with my mouse. And anytime it lit up, I would just click it. I wasn't even looking at the screen anymore.
Interesting. Yeah. No,
until I saw her move.
The little hand motions. And I was like, okay, I have to remember these apparently.
Well, I feel like if you play the game enough and you have a setup where you do have the numpad, you would watch because you know the buttons now.
Well, in the second dance I did much better. But the first time it was a mess.
Just like combat is similar, where like you said rock, paper, scissors, which technically it is, but if you look at the numpad, like it would flash jump. And like a couple times I would jump, I'd click it as soon as it started flashing and I would jump and then I would land and he'd hit me.
Yeah.
So I would wait a second and when he went to swing, I'd hit the jump button and leap over it. But it still tell me what I was supposed to be doing.
I almost never defended. I just like spammed attacks at him until they.
Well, none of these mini games seem difficult.
Right.
This game definitely has a chill vibe to it. Like yeah. you just kind of like.
Well, at least for modern day, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like, hey, you want to be a pirate? Here's a pirate game. It's like, okay. Yeah. I guess I'll be a pirate.
Yeah, but mini games aside, because probably actually my least favorite part of the game. I like all the management stuff, being able to buy ships, upgrade parts, and different ports have different parts available. So you can't just like upgrade like crazy in one place. You have to actually like visit other places to get different types of cannonballs, different sails, different types of, boarding for your ship and stuff. I like that you can have multiple ships that are, there to help you carry more loot and stuff like that. You basically create a fleet in ship yeah. terms. I don't know anything about ships. Sorry.
Yep.
I like that there is different countries and they have relations with each other and you can either like lean into that or like force them to dislike or like someone else based on the types of actions you take under, the banner that you decide to pick or whatever in the beginning. The bounty, system. I did chase a guy around for a while and I never had like the ability to fight him for some reason. I could never catch up to him for some reason, but it was neat being able to like try to hunt him down though. As simple as it is in this game, it was still a neat idea. Combat is actually pretty okay, even for how old it is. That was probably one of the more interesting parts of the game.
You're talking about ship combat?
Ship combat, yeah. Especially because you could fight multiple ships at once, and so that would get a little more complicated. And then wind matters. There'd be times I'd go to like turn to avoid getting shot, the wind would be gone, and I'd also know we stopped moving. I'm like, turn the other way, get the wind.
Yeah, so. My tactics soon became, as soon as the match starts, I'll try to dodge their rounds while getting closer, and that ram them and just fight the captain.
Yeah, I almost never rammed them. I did a couple times, but
well,
I tried to stay behind them.
If I had the numpad, combat might have been better, but I was like sitting there clicking and it was fucking awful.
You have a full keyboard, you have a TKL.
Yeah, so to work around my situation, I would just start combat and ram them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because then I could fight the captain. If you beat the captain, you get the ship.
Yeah.
So, which kind of sucks because it's neat that you can fight the captain on the ship. Like, it's all cinematic and stuff, especially for the time. I'm sure in 2004, this game was fucking impressive. Oh, I'm
sure.
Because looking at it now, I'm still just like, it doesn't look great, but I still think the art style is pretty good.
It's pretty neat, yeah.
The animations are still pretty good. I was kind of impressed with a lot of it still, even though it's absolutely dated, but you tell this game was impressive when it came out. But anyway, yeah, I would just ram and fight the captain just to kind of mitigate my problems. And it was neat to see those fight scenes of them swashbuckling up the stairs and stuff like that. I wanted to do the ship combat because that's a little more gamey and less mini game.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because you have like normal cannonballs, you have the ones with the chain
shot
or whatever.
Yeah.
All sorts of different options in that regard. And it was fun because they actually do different kinds of damage and stuff while you're also trying to keep your ship out of their harm's way as well. Mm-hmm. I don't have a whole lot more to add other than buying and selling goods, like watching markets and stuff like that too was a neat thing. It's one of my favorite things in the little bit I've played of any like space sim game even too. It's like you go to a spaceport and like these guys sell, I don't know, we'll say salt for, X amount, and you go somewhere else and you make a huge profit off it, or you lose a bunch of money if you decide to sell it there. Like that kind of stuff is fun for me at least. I know not everyone's into that kind of stuff, and this game has stuff like that too. I was carrying a bunch of stuff around for a while, and I finally just got tired of carrying because my weight capacity was getting screwed at first. I was like, screw it, sell it, I'll take the loss. Like, if I had any major complaints, it's that, it seems a little pointless, like task wise. It is, like you said, very sandboxy. I think some more structure would make it a little more entertaining.
Sandboxy and repetitive.
Yeah. And then kind of speaking on the fact that this is a remake of another game, I actually think at this point, it'd be a good time for them to do that again, to be quite honest.
I was going to kind of allude to this after I go through my impressions, but I'll just jump into it now. Mm-hmm. This whole game is dated and does not deliver the content I think I would expect from a game nowadays. But the whole time I was playing this, I'm like, I really like what they're trying to do here for the time. They need to make a new one of these.
Yeah. I think all the systems could be done a lot more interesting.
I think they should straight up take exactly what they did here and just make it into a modern game with way more things to do, make it way more interesting and intricate. Make Sid Meier's Pirates 2. I wouldn't call it Sid Meier's Pirates like a reboot, just I would call it 2. Just so it has that sequel feeling. We're like, oh shit, we're finally getting another one, and make it with, you know, modern charming graphics like this game has. It doesn't have to be ultra realistic, but true. but realistic wave movements in the ocean, I think, would be really cool. Weather systems, stuff like that. Give you way more. I think the minigame system should stay, but add way more stuff to do. And then make going to ports more interesting with more things to do there. Add fucking multiplayer, please. Because the whole time I was playing this, I'm like, this would be cool with people. Like have a fleet where you're going to ports and getting missions and going on jobs and stuff like that.
And probably more advanced, like conversational stuff.
Yeah, sure. Make everything like way better. Mm. But keep this kind of like sandbox. I'm going to be the pirate I want to be. System. Like it's a really cool idea that, like I said, back in 2004, where there wasn't standards that were set from now, this game was probably just phenomenal. But now, like, you know, I played, you know, after a couple hours I'd been playing, I felt like I had done every mini game in the game already, and I'm just doing it with different character models but the same things over and over again. And so this game definitely, I think, should definitely come back, but just you got to add more to it and make it more interesting. But it's a really cool formula.
Yeah.
I understand why people love this game.
Well, it's weird because, like, every time, like, a pirate-style game does, get announced or comes out or whatever, I always have an interest in it because, like, I like the idea of it, but the execution is always, like, weird for me. And, like, to give examples, like Sea of Pirates, which... Or Sea of Thieves. I think it's a fun game, but it's really like hollow feeling, and it forces you to play with other people. So it doesn't really, you know, hit the mark for me 100%. And then Ubisoft's got that game coming out,
Skull and Bones.
And at if first, it comes out. When they showed it off, it looked promising, right? And then they turned it into just For Honor with ships, and I just didn't care anymore. And it's just weird, yeah, because I would love a game where that basically functions like Sid Meier Pirates does, but modern, mm-hmm. and it just doesn't exist. So yeah, I think it's a great time to give something that doesn't exist to the world. So
I would like to see also,
unless I'm wrong,
yeah,
something does exist, but I don't know of it. So,
if they make a new one of these, I would like to see them make it so you can at any point when you're on your ship, time's still going, but be able to be on your ship.
Yeah.
Like kind of zoom in and then walk around your ship.
Hang out with the crew.
Yeah. Knife. And have mini games there. Mm-hmm. Cool little social things. Like the game doesn't need to be like ultra realistic and like challenging or anything like that. Keep that like kind of casual charm where it's just fun, but just add more things to do. But it'd be cool to see your character. It'd be cool to be able to customize the way your character looks. My character, what he's wearing, was evolving as I was leveling up in this. So, you know, do something a little more advanced than that.
Even the amount of customization you could do today,
yeah.
Ship, character, etc. Yeah.
And then when you go to ports, it'd be cool to be able to walk around certain areas. It does. I don't want it to get too far away from the menu thing because that makes it have that sim feel.
Yeah,
but at the same time,
it doesn't have to be a huge like sandbox.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be
Sea of Thieves, but it would be cool to be able to walk around or get into like a bar fight or something like that. Just all these random events that could happen to make it feel a little more dynamic, because this game so feels like a really great foundation that I can't believe they didn't build upon later. because this came out in 2004. That was a while ago. So it's kind of crazy that they haven't done anything with the brand since then. So yeah, I don't know. That was a big thought I thought or had when I was playing the game. I was like, man, they should just like make a new one of these.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. So I mean, I'll finish up with fun enough game for modern day. I don't like love it. But I think there are a lot of great ideas there and a lot of stuff that I would love to play in a modern game. And it's just a little too dated for modern day for me at this point. But I think there's great ideas. So
it's a great template. But it just lacks, because it's just there was no standard like that. That was probably the highest hook that they've gotten in this genre then. So, you know, they're probably trend setting then. But, you know, now it just doesn't have the content or the depth or, you know, anything that you would expect from a game nowadays. So it's kind of hard to look at it as like a game that, you know, I'm going to continue to keep playing or, you know, something like that. And then with the obvious technical things holding it back, it also makes it so it's like it's novelty, but not really a game that I'd want to sit there and keep playing. So,
yeah.
I played it for a while. Real quick, I'm gonna throw this out there. I had three different situations where my game crashed, which was disappointing, but it's an older game, so I get it. It could be a problem between the software and my hardware. I was surprised to even see this game was on Steam. So completely understandable. 2004 is pretty early for PC gaming. So I get it, but it did kind of suck because one time I had alt-tabbed out of the game, and when I went to hop back in the game, it crashed. Another time I was making a decision during a part where I was about to take a guy in to make like $2,000, something like that, and as soon as I clicked, the game just shut off, and then I forgot what the other one was, but it crashed. So I had a couple technical issues, and then speaking of that, also the limitation of, you know, the early design of having to have a numpad to play this game. Maybe there was key binding settings. I didn't look into it because I was like, I can use my mouse, whatever. But as you guys can see in the footage, in the bottom right corner, it shows the numpad setup, and you can use your mouse and click on those buttons on the screen, so you don't have to have it, but it's not the way the game's supposed to be played. But I played it that way anyway. And then, yeah, lack of widescreen, all that stuff. I mean, this is just an older game. But overall, I enjoyed playing this game. There's two words that kept coming to mind every time I played it this month, and that's quaint and charming. The game is just like this nice little package of just like some sandbox pirate features. Not a lot, but there's some stuff going on there. And I think it's a super charming game because it has a art style that I think is fun. It has music that I think is fun. It has that Hollywood sounding pirate sound to it. I like that even though you are basically just talking to the same NPCs over and over and over again, they'll look different sometimes, and every once in a while there's something that there's like a new event happening where you're talking to somebody and they're like, oh, this guy fled and went to Tortuga, go find him. And then, you know, on the way there, someone's like, there's a treasure, here's a picture of it, but we won't tell you exactly where it's at, but it's like west of Tortuga. And then the picture, you can see the land is shaped this way and you can go look for it. I liked how impressively for the time, organic and dynamic the mission structure was, because I had no idea what I was getting into. If I played this game in the past, I barely remember it. So this is almost like playing a brand new game, unless I haven't played it. I don't remember. It's been so long.
I definitely did, because I remember
the ship combat. I feel like I played this, yeah.
And the dueling.
Yeah, because every time this game comes up, I always remember the ship combat. So, but I was also pretty young back then. So so pretty cool. I was also surprised by how big the map is when you zoom out. I mean, you can get around pretty quick, except for wind really matters in this game. If you're going against the wind, it takes forever. I also think it's impressive that there is a system in this game that if you're just kind of idly going in the ocean, somebody will be like, hey, captain, like, is there a specific place you're trying to go to? And you can, you know, click a town and it'll set you in the direction of that. or you can go, no, I'm the captain, like, shut up. And then you can just keep doing what you're doing, which I did both. At one point I was trying to go somewhere and the guy said that. I'm like, no, I know where I'm going. Stop. So that's a cool feature. Ship combat was cool. I did a little bit of that, but like I said, most of the time, because of my limitations, I crashed into the other ship just to take it over quickly, created a fleet. One of the missions I went on, I was escorting this guy to another town, and we got into a... There's someone that had a bounty on their head, and I was supposed to be hunting him down while... And I was also supposed to be escorting this guy, so I had two different missions happening at once. And we happened to run into that dude, and he just came at me. He's in a huge ship, and he started shooting at me instantly. And the dude I was escorting and protecting to take to this town, he just went right at that dude and started unloading into him and just dropped him instantly. And I was like, why am I escorting you? You're escorting me. He really took care of him. And then, yeah, I just took that guy's ship and I was like, cool. I also find it interesting too that, so for instance, one of the dudes who had a bounty on, I let him go, but he gave me a ring. And then in one of the towns I was, talking up the governor's daughter and did the whole dance thing. And then after that, it's like, do you want to give her a ring? And I was like, that's interesting that I got a ring randomly earlier from someone and I can use it here.
Yeah.
And then I did that. And then she gave me information about something else. So there's some really early signs of intricate systems in a game that's trying to simulate being a pirate that's pretty respectable. So yeah, I was kind of surprised. I feel really mixed on this game because there's like the fact that it's old. Then some of the things I wish were better. But then some things I'm just like really impressed by, like that. Also, I did a couple bar fights where I was fighting people and most time it was similar. But one of the fights I was doing, I was beating the guy quickly and he got backed up into a corner and this woman with a glass just hit him in the back of the head and knocked him out. And I was like, I didn't realize there was like alternative things that could happen in a fight, because the fight I did before, he just gave up while I was fighting him. So that was kind of cool. So with how much this game is repetitive in a lot of ways, sometimes things happen where I'm like, oh, it's not always the same outcome. So it's kind of interesting the way they did that. But yeah, basically I enjoyed the game enough. I just don't know if I would continue playing it just because of just how I guess archaic it is in its design and what it expects from me hardware wise. But the whole time I play this game, all I could think of is I want a modern version of this game because I really like what it's doing. It's not doing in the way I need it to be doing it now, if that makes sense. So yeah, hopefully if this review comes out and somebody who had anything to do with Sid Meier's Pirates somehow watches it, you guys should make a new one. Because I would buy it, because I would definitely want a modern version of this. And anybody listening to us, if you guys know of a game that is similar to this in a modern way. Outside
of Windward, because we've played
that. Yeah, we've played Windward. I have that on my phone, which is weird. It's the PC version on my phone. Like it doesn't have any like phone UI. It's just like expecting you to click around and simulating a mouse. If you have any recommendations for pirate games, similar to this, let us know, because this made me want to play something like that in a modern way. But yeah, this was actually, you know, I don't have the enthusiasm of like, oh my God, I loved this game. But one thing I did love about this month is playing a game this old and just kind of getting a peek at older PC games. Cause like I play a lot of games every month, but I'm not playing games this old very often anymore. So it's kind of cool to check it out. So it's almost like being like an archaeologist or something and like uncovering something. I'm like, holy shit, I forgot games are like this. On that note too, and this isn't TastyCast, but I was watching a thing on Sam Lake from Remedy talk about Alan Wake 2 and the history of Remedy, and they're showing Max Payne. I was like, I kind of want to play Max Payne, the original one, but that's also an old PC game. So yeah. Anyway, I had a good time. Even with the problems, it just kind of reminded me of how far we've come in PC gaming, which is fun for me. So Yeah. Anything else?
I think that's about it.
All right. Let's jump into recommendations.
Okay.
If you've played any game that was inspired by this, you should play this if you didn't play it. Because it really kind of shed some light on that. And that's, you know, games like Windward and other top-down sailing games with ship combat. Because this really, really did it in a way that any game like that now still is doing it just like they did it back in 2004. So it's kind of interesting. Outside of that, though, if you like Sid Meier games in general, I think this is, you probably played this, but it's got that charm, so I think you should definitely play it. If you like pirate stuff, you probably played this as well, because it's kind of, you know, famous and loved, but I'd recommend it, even though it is older.
Also, not a lot of games in that genre, to be honest.
True. Yeah, and so if you somehow kind of skipped over it, or maybe you did play it back in the day and you kind of forgot about it like me, go back and check it out again. I think it's like $10 on Steam. So it was definitely worth $10 to me when I played it, so it was neat to see. If you like micromanaging in games, if you like games where you're kind of like, you can make decisions like, are we going to keep the ship? Are we going to sink the ship? Are we going to sell the ship? How much food do we need? Is the crew upset? Are they starving? I was sailing across the ocean at one point, and they're like, the crew's starving. I was like, hold on. Just hold on a second. We're going to stop by McDonald's in a sec. We got to get to the fucking shore. Yeah, if that sounds fun to you, it's very basic, very simple, but it's there. You got to think about it. You know, buying weapons and ammo, stuff like that, repairing your ships, you might dig it. If you like menu-based games, even though you are actively moving your ship in the ocean, a lot of this game is just clicking on menus, so you might enjoy that. So even like adventure games, if you like adventure games where you're clicking through stuff, you might dig this. And if you like mini-games, these mini-games are pretty old school, but if you like games with mini-games, it's basically 50% of the game. Yeah.
You said more than I could even think of in the first place, so not okay. Anything to
add. If you like older retro games, specifically if you like the idea of going back and playing like old PC games, I would recommend it to you as well, because every once in a while, you know, I like to dust off the Sega Genesis and play an old Sega game just to remember what those games are like. This game kind of felt similar, so it's kind of neat. Okay, so let's jump into grades. I don't know what to grade it, because on a technical level with the crashes and stuff, I feel like I'd have to go kind of low for my like of it. It's not even that high, but I liked it enough. Do you know what you're going to grade it?
Mm-hmm.
You want to grade it?
Sure. I'm going to give it a B. Okay. I think, with how old it is and its limitations, it still was fun, which is saying a lot, I'd say. I could play it. Like, I wasn't frustrated playing it, which is more than I could say for some modern games, to be honest.
Sure.
And it made me want a newer version, which I also think says a lot about it. So I just can't go any higher than that, because it is very basic. So,
yeah, I think I would go with a B as well if I didn't have technical issues. So I'm teeter-tottering between a C+ and a B-, but with how impressed I was with a lot of the game, I'm going to go with a very, very light B-. I think the charm is still there. I think it translates really well and still is a fun game. It does feel limited in some ways. On a gaming standard, it feels limited, and you know how you have to use the numpad, and the crashes that I ran into are, you know, not that great, but overall, playing this, my first thought was, I want a modern version of this game. And so obviously I liked something about it, if that's the first thing I thought of. So yeah, I'm gonna go with a light B-, solid game, really cool to revisit. We just need a updated version or a sequel. I would love that. So, yeah. Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right, let us know in the comments. What do you guys think of Sid Meier's Pirates? Have you played it recently? Have you played it ever? Have you never played it? If you haven't played it, why haven't you played it? And if you played it in the past, what do you think of your memory of that game? And if you played it recently, what do you think about it now? How do you think it stacks up compared to modern gaming? What's a good pirate game? What's your favorite pirate game? And what's your favorite thing about Sid Meier's Pirates? What's your favorite Sid Meier game? And yeah, let me know what you think about in the comments below when it comes to old games and Sid Meier's Pirates. That's going to do it for this episode of Game of the Month. As always, thank you for watching. Make sure to like and subscribe. If you enjoy this episode, make sure to check out other episodes. Check out our socials and streams, link down below. Check us out on our Discord, link down below. You can talk to us anytime, all time. We're on iTunes, Spotify, and other podcast platforms if you prefer to listen to us in audio form. And we have a Patreon if you'd like to support the channel more than liking, commenting, sharing, and subscribing. If you're brand new, I also have a TikTok, link down below, if you'd like to watch my shorts. Otherwise, cut down versions of those will end up on shorts here, and you can watch what I put out here of that. I've been Seth. This has been Chevy. Thank you, Sheriff, for joining me for this episode. Thank you guys for joining us. Until the next episode, have a good one, guys, and take it easy.